Merry Christmas. What a joy to be celebrating tonight with you and with Holly Johnson leading worship with us. It's just an extra special Christmas here. On behalf of the staff and the members of Redeemer, I want to wish you an absolutely blessed Christmas, one in which I hope you'll be able to say, truly Christ is born in us. Every Christmas Eve, I've always marveled at how angelically we can sing the strains of Silent Night, especially when we hit those words, all is calm, all is bright, when so many of us still have gifts to wrap, cooking to do, or travel plans still in front of us. Thanks be to God that most of the stores are closed by now. That brings closure to at least one bit of the frenzy this time of year. For a few days, we can put those red kettles and those red cups behind us for a while. At a Christmas party a couple of weeks ago, I had the pleasure of meeting a couple of women who were both employees at one of the large bookstore chains in the Twin Cities, and they had dozens of stories to share about us Christmas shoppers. God bless all of you who work in retail. I hope you all have an especially restful Christmas, because after hearing from them, I know you need it. Stressed shoppers are not very nice people. One of those bookstore employees posed a question to us while we were sitting around sipping our wassail and munching on Christmas cookies. This is what she asked. What book do you think is the most frequently stolen book in any bookstore? I'll give you a clue. It's not How to Get Out of Jail Free. It's not Petty Larceny for Dummies. You've probably guessed the most stolen book of all time is the Bible. At their store alone, they said annually 40 to 50 copies walk off the shelves. That's every single year. Two of us pastors in the room thought that that was absolutely crazy, since we know that any church you walk into would be absolutely thrilled to give you a Bible. In fact, if you need one, take one. That's why they're there. And of course, there are the Gideons. I don't know why anyone would steal a Bible, but I'll tell you that the story we tell tonight, the story that we tell every year at this time, is perhaps what those thieves most need to hear. That the gift of God's love comes without having to steal it or take it from anyone else. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Jesus' coming is pure gift from God. And yet the world we live in can feel at times so cold and unfriendly that many of us think it's up to us to grab whatever we can, however we can, whenever we can. We still live in a time of empire where most of us feel like pawns of the ruling class or the ruling party, much like Mary and Joseph must have felt with the Romans occupying their homeland and driving them to such lengths at such a vulnerable time in their lives, for the census of all things, forcing them to travel alone, pregnant, through areas that were known to have bandits on the prowl day and night, because Mary and Joseph were merely pawns in the empire. Their lives didn't matter a whit to Rome. Sadly, that's the experience of many people in the world today. They live in fear. They long for safety and security. They want nothing more than the ability to provide well for their families. And even those of us who don't struggle on the edge of security still struggle on the edge of anxiety. Our actions driven far more often by fear than by hope. I think maybe that's why the Charlie Brown Christmas special continues to touch us so deeply year after year. Even though it's 50 years old this Christmas, it still has remarkable power to touch us at the core of our guts. You know why? It's because Charlie Brown epitomizes the anxieties that we all feel, and we love how Linus speaks the truth of Christmas to him. I'm grateful to a blogger by the name of Jason Sorosky's from Texas for pointing something out to me in that priceless scene that we've all come to love. I'd never noticed it before, and yet this Christmas it has heightened significance for me because of what he wrote in a blog. So I want to ask you to watch this scene. It's so familiar, you probably haven't paid attention, but watch this scene and see if you notice something for the first time.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown, I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please. And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men.
Did you notice? It's the blanket. Linus isn't without anxieties any more than Charlie Brown is. He carries this security blanket with him. He carries this security blanket with him everywhere he goes. I don't think that there is a cartoon that Charles Schulz drew with Linus in it that didn't have his blanket attached to him. And yet, as Linus speaks those words from Scripture, Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And he drops the blanket. The words of the angel were spoken to the shepherds thousands of years ago, but they were true for Charlie Brown, and Linus wanted Charlie to hear those words. But those words were also true for Linus, and they're true for us too. Because God entered the world in humble human flesh with Jesus' birth, a new reign of love was ushered in, and that reign continues to free us from all of the false security we've been holding on to so tightly. We no longer have to be afraid of the powers over us or the powers even within us. God is with us now. Linus can let go of the blanket. Charlie Brown can let go of his need to get everything right. And I wonder, what is it that you can let go of? Because when we let go of whatever it is we've been hanging on to, all of a sudden we are more present in the world to love others with our whole selves. When we're not grasping on to other things, our hands are free to fully embrace others. Linus, once he's freed of his blanket attachment, uses his blanket to solve Charlie Brown's Christmas tree problem. When we're not afraid, we can give ourselves more creatively and more lovingly to bring joy into the lives of others. That's why Jesus came. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown. During the Advent season here at Redeemer, the season that led us to this celebration tonight, we've been exploring the crisis that refugees are facing around the world. And we've compared the different responses that they're receiving. As you know, in our country, 30 governors are trying to close state borders to refugees. And politicians are speaking about closing our national borders. All that rhetoric is driven by nothing more than fear. Jody Harpstead, the CEO of Lutheran Social Service of Minnesota, was here with us one of the weeks during Advent. Lutheran Social Service is an agency that's been helping resettle refugees for decades now, and Jody Harpstead said she has absolutely no fear that refugees will make us unsafe, but rather she fears that refugees might be unsafe because of us and the anxiety that fear is spiraling in our country. But in other parts of the world, refugees are receiving different responses. And I want to share with you some of the responses that come from children, these children from Canada, recently sharing words of welcome with refugees coming to their country. Welcome to Canada. It's a very nice place to live. There's no war. And you can go to school safely. And welcome. I hope you'll feel safe here. I hope you might live near us. I want to be your best friend. That's what the absence of fear sounds like. I think that's why Jesus came, so that each of us might feel this kind of love in a world where fear wasn't in charge. This story that we read year after year after year, this story is for you. Hear these words one more time tonight. Fear not. For behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. So now about singing Silent Night, which we'll get to do in just a few minutes. As you sing it, remember when all is calm, all will indeed be bright. Merry Christmas.